TheRadioAntenna.com.
13 to 7. Good morning, Terry McKenna.
Good morning, Clarky.
Mate, the big question is it going to clear?
I reckon we got about a 50-50 chance at the moment, Greg. Just coming along the beaches this morning, mate, there's some really dark, ugly clouds out there, so... Although from the west, it's sort of like looking pretty good, so, mate, 50-50.
Oh, look, I'll put some money on it.
Thanks, mate. Five each way.
How's the surf looking?
Well, the conditions are a little bit disappointing out there this morning. The winds are coming from the southeast, and the swell has dropped down overnight to an uneven 2 feet on all city beaches. Around town, Nobby's has a small shorey around 1 to 2 feet.
Do you want a cup of tea or something?
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, it'd be nice. Newcastle Beach is messy but rideable at 2 to 3 feet, and Bar Beach to Merriweather isn't much better, only about 2 feet on the set there. The next tide is a high, and that's just past 9 this morning, so with thunderstorms and rain forecast, combined with virtually no swell and onshore winds, today is shaping up as a bit of a write-off as far as surfing goes. I'll update conditions beach and surf-wise later for Cake and UFM. I better have a drink, I think, huh?
You went to the basketball last night.
Yeah, what a great game.
They killed them.
Unbelievable. Greg Lazard, mate, was in unbelievable form.
I caught the game last year, their last home game when they played the Kings, and they just snuck home, but last night they whipped their backside.
Yeah, in the last quarter they came home really, really strong. Pretty close up until the third quarter. But well done to the Falcons.
And a capacity crowd.
Yes, mate. Standing room only.
We'll talk to you soon, matey.
Okay, Greg. See you, bud.
Okay, mate. Bye-bye. 11 to 7 with John Hyatt from 105 UFM.
TheRadioAntenna.com.